everyone, this is Charlotte from The Pippin Theory, and this is the Five Creative Creators podcast. This is a bit of a shorter podcast. I went to a art exhibition called Arts and Care at the Meerkat in Kilkoddy, and I met up with Paula, who's an event manager at Kingdom Homes, which is a care home for the elderly. So I basically went to the exhibition and I asked if I could talk to her about the setup and the process and how it had been and how it had been received by the public. I was in such awe of this entire thing. You can actually, like, I think I say wow about 20 times in 10 minutes. So don't judge me on that, but it was an amazing thing to go and see. And it sounds like it was really great to actually be part of creating this. So yeah, this episode is a bit different than the usual one. It was recorded on my phone, so the quality picked up absolutely everything. We were essentially at the back of this exhibition chatting, so you can hear like people going past, and around about 12 minutes into the audio, you can actually hear a video that was in the exhibition, and it was a group of residents that were singing different songs that had memories and nostalgic kind of feelings to them. So that's really nice. Try and listen out for that one. They're currently looking to do another kind of exhibition of sorts, so if anyone is interested, check out in the info box for Paul's address or contact Kingdom Homes directly, and you'll be able to get on board with that. They're always looking for people just to go in and, you know, donate your a bit of your time, but also go and experience what these people in the care homes are actually all about, because care homes get a bit of a bad rep sometimes, where actually these residents are amazing people with amazing stories, so I definitely recommend it. Okay, so if you can introduce yourself, We'll start off with that.
Hi, so my name's Paula Patterson. I'm the events manager for Kingdom Homes Limited. We are a private care provider. We've been providing care for the elderly in Fife for almost 35 years now.
Wow.
It is run by Margaret and Colin Smart. Okay. They have 13 care homes, one of which is in Glasgow and the rest is based in Fife.
Wow.
One of the things, obviously, that we provide to our residents and to the people in our care is a lifestyle programme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a programme, it's a person-centred programme tailored to the likes and interests of the residents in our care. One of the things that we really tap into is art therapy. We think art therapy is so important for a number of reasons.
Yep, I'm a big believer of art therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's the self-expression.
Yep.
There's no right or wrong. And I think, you know, with the right resources, everyone can achieve. Mm-hmm. You know, there's absolutely no right or wrong to it. And we just feel that it's so beneficial to the residents in our care, and everybody enjoys doing it. And it's something that I think everybody can get involved in. So we decided, we'd been toying with the idea, I think about October of last year, we'd been talking about things that we could do to change people's perception of care.
Okay.
Right? And we wanted, you know, people to look at care, you know, people in care as capable individuals that can do whatever they want to do, achieve whatever they want to achieve. And one of the ways we wanted to do that is through our art, because we think art, like I said, is just so important. So we decided to look at doing an art exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many, our residents do so many different mediums, I mean, that are in art. We do drama, we do creative writing, we do pencil drawings, we do paintings, we do sculptures, we do cake decorating, we do, you know, textile arts like knitting and sewing and collages.
That's amazing. So is it set up, like, I know that this podcast is came from the exhibition, but is this something that happens like in every home, just they have access to the materials?
Absolutely.
And stuff like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Awesome. And one of the things I do as events manager is that I can help provide the resources. So
right.
if people come to me and say we would like to do X, Y, Z, then I'll say, right, I'll get that sorted for you and I'll get the things that they need to do it. But we encourage it so much. It's so important, and we've had so much fun. After we decided, yeah, this is what we're going to do, we got our residents involved and we said, do you want to do this? Is this something that you think that you'd want to do? And everybody was like so excited.
Oh wow!
The staff was so excited. So we started to put it out to, you know, relatives to see if the relatives wanted to get involved or if they thought it was a good idea. Because obviously we're not going to do it if they didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody was just all over the idea. So we have had relatives coming in and doing art, you know, arts and crafts with their relatives.
Cool.
You know, with their mums and dads. We have been so lucky because we've had some schools involved and nurseries involved.
I saw someone did a thank you status on the Facebook and it was a thank you to a nursery.
Yes, we've had Little Einstein's Nursery in Kirkcaldy. They've been coming in and working with the Methven House residents.
Cool.
And we've had St Ninian's Primary School have been coming in and working with the residents at Fairlie and Cardenden. And we have had the nursery school Octotool Kiddies coming in and working with Camilla House in Octotool.
Wow.
We've also had some local artists as well coming in and working with residents as well, doing still life drawing. And so it's
shebang.
I think putting the idea out there and saying this is what we'd like to do, so many people have come forward and lots of lovely donations of art equipment and so it's been fantastic.
So how many I can't remember the number of houses you said that you've got, but and it was a lot. How many houses did you have involved in this?
Nine.
Exhibition, so
nine homes got involved in this. Like I said, they've been working on it since the first week in December, because that's when we decided, right, this is we're going to go for.
Yeah.
It's been better than I could have imagined. I think because everybody was like, what are we going to do? And I said, you know what? Do what you want to do.
Yep.
I says, go out there and I says, express yourself in any way you want, whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. So there's no limitations on it. This is you, this is yours, do whatever you want, which is cool.
Yeah, it was a case of what makes you happy, you do it.
I like the fact that there's been, you've got like the community involved a lot, so it's not just about the care people, like the service users in the care homes doing it, which definitely goes for the changing perceptions.
Absolutely.
Like getting them in, because I'm assuming when like the younger kids and the artists, they were doing it in the homes as well. So I know loads of, like, I work in a residential school and we try and do as much for the community as we can, but we're on the other side of it where we try and get our kids to go into like the primary school and go and see what a mainstream primary school is like. And I think it's amazing I think Fife is a very community-based place.
Absolutely. And there's so many resources and facilities and things out there. They just know where to look, you know, an organisation out there that would love to get involved.
Yep. You just have to talk about it.
Which has been lovely as well this week, because I've made so many contacts. There's so many people that have come in and went, you know, this is great. And then you know, kind of swapped details and it's been really good.
That's cool. So it's been going from December.
Yes.
How did you choose? Did everyone's pieces get put in? So there wasn't even like a limitation of we've only got this much space. That's amazing.
It was a case of, you know, we knew there was a big hall, we knew there was plenty of room.
Yeah, it is quite.
We could have used up here if we needed as well. So I basically said to everybody, you know, whatever makes you happy, you do it, nothing will be refused.
That's cool.
And we've had so much fun because we've spent all week, because we have two buses, and we spent all week with our residents, with the service users, residents coming down. And the delight on the faces when they've seen, you know, their pictures and their knitting and things like that out on display has been amazing.
Oh, wow.
We've had so much fun. And we've got a lot of things as well, but what's been really good is the teamwork element, because it's not just been our coordinators that have participated in this.
Yeah.
I've had like a maintenance guy helped out with the wooden sculpture that's out there, because we have a wood carving.
Is this the one? It looks like a tree and it's got bits dropping down and people have like drawn on them and stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
So we've had maintenance guys involved. We've had one of the paintings was supported by one of the chefs. You know, we've had carers getting involved. It's been absolutely, the team effort from the whole company has been amazing.
That's amazing, and it's something that you wouldn't kind of expect sometimes. It's down to that you're a chef, you do the cooking, you're a carer, you deal with the service users.
Everybody was in, and it's just the fun element. I think it's been, you know, it's been just so much fun, everybody just doing what they want to do.
That's amazing. So what made you choose the meerkat?
Well, to be honest, I kind of had well we wanted to do it somewhere where, you know, the bit, you know, like we'd be in public, obviously, so people could come in and see it. And I wanted somewhere out with the company, so the residents were getting a chance to have an exhibition, as opposed to having it in one of the halls, in one of the homes, or having it in the halls, maybe up at head office, because we do have a lot of space. I wanted the residents to have an external exhibition, something that was theirs, you know, that they, you know, some, not just something that we were holding.
Yeah, because it's a totally different experience.
Exactly.
And then more people, like I just happened to have somebody that I didn't even know worked in Kingdom Homes on my Facebook, and that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's in the shopping centre, people can just walk past and just be like, oh,
absolutely.
Do you know about this? We'll just pop in and have a look.
And the good thing about art as well is, you, I mean, it helps you maintain skills that you have.
Yep.
You know, it's good for dexterity and things like mobility and things. But it also helps you learn new skills, and we've had a lot of our residents learning new things and loving it, and things that they're wanting to carry on. And homes have been sort of really, really interacting with each other, and they're setting up little, you know, we're going to do this with you, and blah blah blah. And it's been great.
That's cool. I know that there's loads of, like I'm so open about the fact that I'm on a very, very long educational journey to be an art therapist and do the masters and stuff like that. So I read up on a lot of things, and it's art therapy can used as like a relaxation sort of thing and a chill out, but then it can also help a lot. There's loads of studies with dementia, and it taps into the way like kids in nursery just get to explore and stuff like that, and then it helps the brain develop and make those connections more and stuff, which I think is cool. Like in from a art therapist interest point of view, the fact that you've got like nursery kids coming in with the elderly and stuff like that, and then there's a lot more connection.
I think that reflects in a lot of the pieces that we have, actually, because there's a lot of very bright colours out there, which I thought was great, but there's also a lot of textile and sensory pieces out there. When we first started it, and you know, it was a case of people going back and doing what they wanted to do, I didn't expect so much sculpture. And there was a lot as well, a clay as well. Everybody was really enjoying
tactile,
enjoying totally. The clay. And there's a lovely stitched blanket as well that's all beads and sequences and different kinds of materials. So there's been, I think, what you're saying about the dimension things, there's been a huge sensory aspect to it, which I think's been fantastic.
It is. I think it's really interesting. The whole premise of it, so I was very excited to come down, and the fact that you said yes to doing this podcast, it meant that I could come and just have an extra reason to come down and learn more about it.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
So, is there anything else you want to add?
I don't really think so. I'm just so pleased at the teamwork and how everybody came together, and I can't thank everybody enough, and it's just been great.
I've got another one. Totally forgot about this one. How has it been for this week? Because obviously this is the last day and the last kind of few hours. How has it been since the exhibition's been here?
It has been fantastic. The public support has been amazing. We have had constant footfall. We've had constant people coming in, congratulating us, enjoying the artwork. And we had a lovely gentleman that came in yesterday, and he commented on it saying, "This is real," which I loved. I thought it was really a nice way of expressing it. He says it was real art. He says what he's seen is been done by, you know, people, proper real art. It was a lovely way he said it. There's been lots of people coming in, and even the Meerkat Centre's been fantastic. They've been so supportive, and it's been great.
Have you noticed any specific types of people coming in, or has it just been general population?
A lot of different people. I honestly could not possibly say there's been a one particular type of person that's come with. A lot of artists, I have to say. The lady in as well this morning that was an artist, but no, we've had it's I would say it's been a lot different,
because I always think it's like me being a student and stuff, we always have to do exhibitions and things like that, but some of them you go to and it's literally friends and family and that's it, and then others you get like just specific artist type people and stuff, so it's just interesting to see whether it is a general public thing, which means it to me that's a massive success. And it means that it definitely made an impact on the community as well as the people that were involved.
Yeah, definitely.
So, that's good.
Well, hopefully we've done out what we've set. You know, we've done what we set out to do. And we've, you know, we've said, you know, here we are, and our residents are amazing.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I'm already planning something else.
planning them on for Christmas.
Yeah, we are already planning something else. It's been that we've had so much fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Another question that's just popped into my head. For anyone that would be listening and would want to get involved in the next one, have you got opportunities like that?
Yes.
Where would they be able to find information on it?
The best thing to do is contact me directly at head office.
Right. And I've got your email,
yeah,
so I'll put
that would be the best thing to do. You can either go onto our Facebook page or go onto our website and contact me directly. I'm the events manager and I will be involved in absolutely everything. So any ideas you've got, you bring them and we'll get on board.
That's cool. Because I think something like this, obviously the initial idea came from inside. I think when people see things like this, they want to get involved.
Absolutely.
So,
and we want them to get involved. So
that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for chatting. Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to go around and have a look. And
please do. Please do.
I'll try and get some pictures and put it on our little Facebook thing.
Yeah. Please do.
Thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you.
And that was it.
So I hope you enjoy this episode, and if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to, and also follow Fife Creative either by their website or the social medias like Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And I'm Charlotte from The Pippin Theory.